sa någon legendarisk deal. Njut av hamburgarnas hamburgare Big Mac med fluffigt bröd, saftigt kött och en oemotståndligt god sås för endast 39 kronor. Bara på McDonald's.
Hej, Susanna Axel här. När du gör som jag och listar dig på en av Krys vårdcentraler får du en fast läkarkontakt som kan din sjukdomshistoria. Du får träffa erfarna specialister, tillgång till lättakuten och så kan du chatta med vårdpersonalen. Så gör ditt viktigaste val idag. Lista dig hos Kry.
Bara på Storytel. Tovefallet, det olösta mordet på Viking Sally, loppisfyndet som ledde till ett mordmysterium och mycket mer. Upptäck tusentals dokumentärer, true crime och nytt exklusivt innehåll varje vecka. Prova Storytel gratis.
There we go. Welcome to All M Call Morona. I'm your host this week, Jonathan Rollins. We're going to have us a good time. Today we have with us Catherine Leroux.
What up?
Johannes Brenning.
Hey.
Mimi de Oliveira.
Hey, yeah.
And Agnes Matsdotter.
Hello.
And she looks so gorgeous this morning.
Yes, Agnes has a headpiece.
Med fjädrar och vingar som...
Yes.
Like an angel, like a true angel.
Yes.
Vad är det, en halv meter bred, tror jag.
Yes, like that's crazy. And a small man that is waiting on you. Hello, sir.
Like she's an elven queen. I feel like you're like an updated Lucia. Like you look, yeah.
Nu är det jul. Glad första advent.
Gorgeous.
Det är det här som gäller fram till den 30 december.
Okay, cool.
Den här hatten alltså.
Oh, I love it. When I was on my way out to come here, my wife told me about something that I want to share with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Her period's on, and no, I'm just kidding.
Oh, wow!
I run out of my house now.
Oh my god!
Women, huh? No. She told me about something I want to, but I want to first find out how everybody feels about their names. Do y'all like your names?
Nah.
You don't like
it? I changed mine.
Vad heter du innan?
Vad heter det?
Oh no, I'm ruining the facade.
But you used to perform under yours.
I did. I used to perform under it. My real name is Catherine Virginia Matthews.
Mm.
And so Catherine Matthews, that has some nice assonance, but it feels
assonance.
Lame.
Mm.
Yeah, assonance. You know, like it does have, well, I have ass in it for sure. Yeah. But when I was performing, I kept hearing Swedish people say, this next performer, she is Catherine Matthews. Yes, give it up. And I just felt so unsexy. So I was like, I got to come up with something else. And Leo, actually, my husband, was coming up with names for himself. And he's like, that last name Leroux is pretty cool. And I was like, yeah.
För det är ju så lätt att uttala också när man läser det.
Yeah, and that it can be
Leroux.
Yeah,
the worst excuse. You didn't want to change your fucking name.
The Matthews also svårt att uttala.
I'm going to put a capital R in the middle of it and end it with an X.
It feels fresh. Like, it's cool. And my first name, Catherine, is spelled Katharyn because my dad thought he was down or something. Like when we made, so when people
though.
Search for me on the internet, they start with a C and I'm like, no. And then I'm like, K-A, and they do E-I-R-N-E. Like, you know, okay. So my whole name is just disturbingly difficult.
Men när man har sett ditt namn så kommer man ihåg det. Alltså har man sett det vid något tillfälle, det sätter sig ju i.
Yeah, I feel better now. I was worried. I was an idiot.
You like your name, Johannes?
Ja. Både för- och efternamn.
Bränning, I like bränning.
Bränning är bra.
Jag heter Lars Gunnar i mellannamn. Det är väl sådär. Men eller det är efter mina mormor och morfar.
Johannes.
Nej, inte farfar och morfar. Med vettigare. Mormor och morfar.
Lars Gunnar. Johannes Lars Gunnar Bränning.
That's a strong name.
It is strong, yeah.
Riktigt starkt.
Man kan säga det arg, hela namnet kanske. Ja.
Mimi, jag heter inte ens Mimi.
Oh.
Wow.
Är det någon som vet vad jag heter? Nej.
No.
Nej. Majuma heter jag.
Oh.
Majuma.
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 That's a pretty name.
Det är ingen som säger det. Inte ens mamma.
Can I start?
She says Mimi.
Ja, varsågod. Va?
She says, your mom says Mimi?
Ja, hon började säga Mimi när jag föddes. Så att jag, alltså, jag är Mimi. Men jag heter inte Mimi.
Wow.
Did
not
know. So you learned something, huh? Mm.
Yes. But what's the whole name? Can we know?
Majuma, Marceline, de Oliveira.
Wow.
Ja, det är ingen som säger rätt. Det är aldrig någon som säger rätt.
Yeah. But you also sound like a high class Shakespearean character or something like that. It's like
poor.
A queen. Yeah,
I felt poor.
But I felt poor and hungry. Every time I hear Mimi's last name, de Oliveira, I'm like, olives.
Har ni kollat upp vad namnet betyder? Har ni kollat vad namnet betyder?
I know what my name is.
Same.
You know what your name is?
Catherine is virginal.
Virginal Virginia?
Skojar du? Nej. Mitt förnamn betyder oskuld och mitt andra namn betyder ren och vit.
Oh,
så vi båda heter oskuld och oskuld.
Two white virgins in a room.
Sankta Lucia!
Oh my god, what angels we are. Pure. Oh, pure virginal virgin. Nice.
Damn, Captain.
I know, I'm surprised at myself.
När du säger virginal virgin låter som vaginal virgin. Som in the backdoors, like, in the vaginal era, I'm kind of virgin.
Catherine really means anal sex lover. If you meet somebody named Catherine, I gotta stick to the name stuff.
I gotta stick to the name, but I'm terrible at it. I don't even commit to anal. What?
That's for the 9 o'clock hour.
Let's move on. Shit. I'm sorry. What does your name mean?
My name means my first name, my full name is Albert Jonathan Rollins III.
Oh wow!
God damn, I love the third. That is so good. I can't believe you didn't carry that on.
Hell no! I don't like it. No, well, Albert was kind of played out when I was a kid. You know what I mean? It was like only old people were named Albert, so I didn't like that. And my parents always called me John or Jonathan. Mm. So, like, my dad's name is Albert, as well, of course, and nobody called him that. So, I didn't know my name was Albert until, like, kindergarten.
They were doing roll call. They said it in class, and you're like, oh, shit, who the fuck is Albert? Like,
I think my granny calls my dad that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then I found out that was my name, and it starts with an A. Mm. So, I thought it was cool. Mm. I was like, oh, shit.
But
to start
with an A.
Yeah, and then you normally that's who stands first in line and stuff like that. So I was like, oh shit, my name starts with A. Why didn't anybody tell me this? I told my friends, you need to call me Albert. Mm. But my dad hates that name. So he was like, hey man, let me tell you, your middle name is Jonathan. That's why we go by John and Jonathan. And it means a gift from God.
Oh, yeah. No.
And I was like, oh shit. You know what? I told my friends, stop calling me Albert.
God has given.
Yeah.
Is the origin. Damn.
Yeah. What was it, Albert?
It's like courage or something, like brave, courageous, something like
damn.
That.
Damn, okay, fitting. Because my nickname for John is Jesus John.
Jesus was a gift.
But I've nicknamed you Jesus John, by the way.
Noble and bright.
Come on, you are noble and bright.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the way that you manage your schedule, like, that you run a club, you do your... Like, you have so much No, but
this is awkward.
No, but I'm Jesus's age. I'm 33, but I'm the most broke down Jesus there ever was.
Are we talking about anal again?
Yeah.
Broken, I tell you. Broken.
My Jesus booty hole. My Jesus booty hole is done.
Bra ord där.
What is Johannes mean?
Engelska?
I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah, let's check it out.
It's so funny, he's got the name he likes, and then you have the name.
Jag kollat,
you're the one that likes your name, and you don't know what it means.
Ja, men det känns som att det är så när man kollar det.
It's a lot, I mean, we do the Teach Me Sweden part. There's so many people name Johannes or Johan.
Det känns som såhär beskyddaren eller någonting, för det är Johannes döparen.
It probably just means human man from Sweden. Yahweh was the national god of, I know about Yahweh, those people.
Those people.
No, I mean they be hanging out at the Yahweh Ben Yahweh.
Hour,
no, there's a thing called like Yahweh Ben Yahweh is like this whole like almost like a cult. It's a whole thing. These like it's like these brothers. I think it's the Israelite thing. Hmm. It means Yahweh has been gracious, maybe. Okay, so God's been gracious.
Nice.
Oi. Okay.
Kan du gå ut från sen med lite rakare rygg?
Yeah, exactly.
Robin, do you know what your name means? Oh, look at it. All the white people don't care, huh?
The white guys
don't care. The patriarchy cannot be bothered.
Because they assume their name means gift from God.
What we got for Robin? Robin means fame, bright, diminutive. I don't even know what that means. I don't know.
What the hell does diminutive mean?
We'll find out soon. But
it sounds like a character in a...
Fame and bright. Okay, Robin.
Damn. And there's a...
It's a feminine name, it says, in America. Gaylord.
Gaylord.
Wow, that was a reference.
Yeah.
Gaylord. From 1988.
Hey, also, by the way, I know why you didn't name your son Albert, because the fourth doesn't sound as good as, like, the third or the fifth.
You're like, I'm going to put the fourth.
Really? It sounds like I love Star Wars, but I have a lisp.
May the fourth be with you.
My name's Albert.
I love you, son.
Exactly. Well, the reason
I'm so proud of you.
I'm so proud.
You're a strong, independent man.
You're courageous.
You're courageous.
Yeah,
just overdoing my essence. No, I brought that up because a person that's very popular in culture. Y'all watch The Office? Remember The Office?
Yeah, you can watch it now too.
There's some, you know, but it holds well, I think.
Jag borde kolla om den här om dagen faktiskt. Alltså den amerikanska.
It's really good. Well, yeah, I didn't watch the British one. Is really really awkward, but they toned
really
it down
awkward,
a bit.
Yeah,
it's like a really cringe series, but it's really good, and I think it changed TV a bit.
Yeah, for sure, the whole reality, looking into the fourth, breaking the fourth wall a lot.
Mm. But a character from there, a really popular character, Rainn Wilson is his name, has changed his name in the name of the environment, and we're going to talk about his name change.
His name is Rainn Wilson,
I think with two N's, and he plays Dwight on The Office. He's like the kind of like the villain, almost the quirky weirdo on the show, and he has changed his name to something that is really.
Är det här din fru berättade i morse?
Yeah, she told me, and I was like, okay, let's do it.
Men vad heter han nu då?
Patrick.
Yes,
the names first.
Jag har gissat Patrick.
Patrick. What you got, Mimi?
Jag säger bara något. Sven.
In the name of the environment. Sven.
Vad är klimatmålet? Är det så här 2 grader eller någonting? Eller vad är det de säger?
Att
det
inte ska,
jag tror jag har en riktig gissning sen också.
Well, do it now.
Okay. Här kommer då.
Drought.
Drought.
Okay. Is that
the rain?
Drought. Yeah, drought.
Okay.
You got one?
Yeah, 2%.
4%.
Om det är eller någon sånt.
That's a good Hollywood style.
That's very like Prince. 2%. It's like the even more
white supremacist than the 3%ers. 2%. Whiter than white.
That's actually my guess. My guess is that he didn't change his name. He changed the spelling of his name.
Okay.
From the double N and the, because it's probably spelled R-E-I.
No, it's spelled R-A-I-N-N.
Oh.
That's how his name is originally spelled.
Okay, so he took out an N.
You think it took
Yeah, it's just rain.
He killed a black person? Oh my God.
That wasn't me. That wasn't me.
Catherine.
That was my ancestors. They come out. I'm sorry. That's not what happened.
All right, you ready with the reveal, Robin?
Jeez.
All right. Rainn Wilson's new name is... Rainfall Heat Wave Extreme Winter. And he kept the two N's in rainfall.
Wow.
To protest climate change. It does a lot. There he is. It's Dwight. He looks a little different too.
Jag älskar honom.
Yeah. It's changed his name to Rainfall Heat Wave Extreme Winter Wilson to protest climate change.
I love it.
Because oh yeah, there's the conference in Egypt. Ugh. I don't know, man.
So are we going to call him Rainfall now, or do we have to go?
Exactly, nobody's going to call him the whole thing.
Yeah.
It's not. They might call him Rainfall instead. It's such a Hollywood thing to do.
Yeah, but also Rainfall sounds Hollywood as fuck, doesn't it?
Like Hollywood born.
Exactly.
My son Rainfall.
This is my son Rainfall.
And this is my daughter.
Triplets. I don't know, man. That's very strange. Rainfall.
This is my son, Flake.
And what's his name?
His full name is Snowflake.
I remember the first one that did something like this.
He's a bastard, so Flake Snow.
Jokes today. Always. Oh my God.
Who did this first?
The first one I could think of, I don't know, y'all can correct me if you remember one earlier, but it's Gwyneth Paltrow.
Oh, Apple?
Men hon knasig.
A little bit. Yeah,
she's
got that show about sex or whatever.
Just Goop.
Yeah, which is sounds really gross.
It does sound gross.
It's a good show. I like it. I like this show. But she named her daughter Apple.
Yeah.
That's the first one I can remember. Yeah. Apple. I can't think of any other celebrity crazy names. But naming your child Apple is like, come on. And it always feels so basic. Mm. Apple of my eye. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like,
I betalt samarbete med Apple.
it was before the computer company took over. But that'll be even worse too. Somebody named the kid
Windows.
Yeah.
Windows. Windows of my
she's
soul.
The Windows to my, to my soul, to my heart.
This is my son, PowerPoint.
Oh my God, there's such a good Instagram video with this. Hang on.
Just points, point at different directions with
very powerful.
PowerPoint, han var liksom inte autistisk, men han blev det av sitt namn.
Så environmental.
Yeah, thanks to the environment.
Man liksom satsa på att få in en sån.
I would like for them to ask Greta Thunberg what she thinks about this.
The changing of the name?
Because it feels like an empty gesture.
She would be like, well, it's not riding a boat to cross the ocean, but
yeah, of course,
okay.
He's not doing as much as her.
Men jag menar, det här är väl ändå, ni vet när vi gjorde den här, eller vi, när de gjorde den här kavla upp-grejen, att så här, kändisar tar vaccin.
Och
det är ju för att så här, någon du ser upp till går med på den här dealen. Det är väl samma sak här, att jättemånga tycker att han är rolig och cool, den här skådespelaren. Så att byta sitt namn gör väl att en massa tidningar skriver om att han bryr sig om klimatet. Alltså,
My contribution, as Catherine is probably the only one that knows this, my contribution to climate, like my climate anxiety is I don't use toilet paper anymore.
Yeah.
Now, if I was a big time celebrity, then I would go out and say that.
Mm.
And people who follow me or are interested in what I do might stop using toilet paper. Then I've made a change. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Oh my God. Toilet paper.
I'm saying, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but jag fattar inte om det här är på riktigt eller inte. Har du slutat använda toilet paper eller?
It's true. I have stopped. I'll talk about it a little bit. Mm. But,
what are you waiting for?
I don't know.
Yeah. But we got the cover.
Jonathan Bidet Rollins.
Only on my birthday.
Bidet Rollins.
Only on my B-Day.
But...
good day. No. B-day.
Thank you. Clean ass. Cleanest ass in the room. Is he gonna get other people to change their name? That's what I'm saying. If I were, say I gave money, I was.
Huvudsaken är inte att byta namn. Huvudsaken är väl att man bara,
I'm saying he's bringing awareness, but if somebody follows him, they're like, oh, he's bringing awareness. Now what? You know what I'm saying?
Då kan man ju raise the whole issue med galor och alltihopa väl? Eller raising awareness liksom. Hjälper det?
Create a name, raise awareness, know the Arctic Risk platform. Wow.
Yeah, geez.
Is this what he's pushing?
Yeah.
Okay. See, this is what I was... Okay, now I get it. Okay. He changed his name via the website, which encourages...
Okay.
Uh-oh. Are we going to change our names right now?
Nah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Put my name in.
Yeah, sure for me.
Yes.
Jonathan.
Var det därför du frågade om vi gillar våra namn i början? För att hitta den du ska.
So Jonathan Greenland Glacier Melt.
Oh, wow. That sounds delicious. I don't know.
It sounds like a dessert. You know what I'll take? You know what? But I'll take the Greenland Glacier Melt.
Oh, that's good. Save that. Yeah, save that. Screenshot
Rollins.
That
and
shit
the
right
Rollins
there.
On the end. Okay. My Arctic name is, it says Arctic risk name is Jonathan Greenland Glacier Melt Rollins.
Can we do mine? Can I see Catherine LaRoe? Let's see the fake name.
So people, Catherine. I thought you'd have to pay for the name at least, and then the money goes to the environment. No, it's just a fun thing. Get us to go to the site.
Okay.
Catherine.
Destructive weather.
They weren't even creative on that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Beastly Blizzard. That's the one I want. Mm. Catherine Beastly Blizzard LaRoe.
They do sound like desserts.
Oh, it's good.
Destructive weather.
Arctic Risk name generator for those interested. ArcticRisk.org. Yeah.
I had a video like not... that I wanted to share with you guys.
I don't get it either. Does it say like anything on there? Like what it does? This is not a joke. Okay.
I dropped something in the group
chat. I don't get it at all.
Jaha, men han har inte alls ändrat sitt namn.
No,
alltså, it's unclear whether actor and activist intends to change his name officially.
Of course
he's
not. Vad är
det för jävla nyhet i så fall?
I think raising awareness like this is really good. I'm really disturbed by climate change. I want to actually make a show about this because we are so fucked. Like no one realizes a great comedy show. Yeah, actually the show is going to be titled We're Fucked. Like okay. but it's supposed to be uplifting at the end. But seriously, like I don't think people are really ready to acknowledge that we're going to have water shortages, like the weather's going to be like people are like don't eat meat for climate. I'm like, bitch, you think we're going to have meat in a few years? Like this is the last time we're going to enjoy this stuff.
So sure.
See, yeah. I love how everyone's like silent. I'm like, see, great comedy show. But I have a video.
Alla varma trevliga vänner nu kommer vara ett helvete om ett tag. Så flygres.
Hold on, I want to see what we'll get to it. I want to see what Rain has to say. Oh no, I'm a little scared.
What Rain? Or should I say rain, fall, heat wave, rising sea levels, and we have to do something about it now, Wilson. Sorry to get so dark so quick. You see, what happens in the Arctic doesn't stay in the Arctic. As the polar caps melt, it drives up risks throughout the world, including extreme weather events that affect all of us. So, as a cheap little stunt to help save planet Earth, I've changed my name on Twitter, Instagram, and even on my fancy writing paper. Acid rain kills trees. Wilson, because I'm an Arctic Risk name changer, which is going to be a game changer. Our mission at Arctic Base Camp is to raise awareness of the global risks of Arctic weather change. It's not just bad news for the Arctic, but for us too. So that's why I changed my name, and you should too, to help tell the world leaders and influencers that we need to act now. So I'm reaching out to you and lots of folks in show business to change their names. We're going with Cardi, the Arctic Bee Melting. Jack Black Carbon is killing us. Typhoons are increasing. Burrell. Amy Polar Bears are endangered. Harrison, why not drive an electric Ford? Samuel Earth's getting hot as L. Jackson. Mm. It's fun. Mm. It's free. Go to arcticrisk.org and make a fun little name change. This is during the COP27 conference in Egypt, where world leaders are gathering to discuss climate. Okay. Going up through and around Thanksgiving or so. This will be a fun and important change, something you can do. And, oh, sorry, I got to grab this. This is Leonardo di Polar Ice Caprios are melting. So I should grab this. Thanks.
Thank you.
Oj, oj, oj.
I have mixed feelings about it.
Same.
Men om det var det där bara.
Are there kanske, ads on it?
Ja, men han kanske gör typ så här. Stämningen var som en så här hälsning till en. Right. Typ så här, kan du skicka en hälsning? Min kompis ska gifta
like
sig. Ja, alltså så här. Som att han inte har lagt någon energi på den alls. Så då kanske bara. Jag kanske har gjort 5 liknande samma dag så bara blev den här lyft av all media.
Har du menat att han gör massa olika saker?
Ja, någon börjar höra av sig. Någon kompis har hört med och startat det här. Så bara, kan inte du göra en sån här? Så gör han det lite snabbt. Han är inte så seriös med det. Han bara...
But it had like graphics and everything in the video.
Ja, men det kanske inte han som har gjort...
Nej, kanske hon skickat. Att det inte...
So he said it feels like he's like just got like a face of it.
Ja,
because he said we at... I recognize that he said we at arcticrisk.org. So I'm wondering if it's not for profit.
Han kanske är ambassadör.
Yeah.
He's a board member.
Aha, okay.
So I feel like there's got to be money somewhere, man. It's hard for me not to look at it that way.
I don't, like, I still don't even, the whole raising awareness thing is weird because I feel like everyone knows about climate change, but we're debating whether we believe in it or not. Everyone knows, okay. But we're debating that. And I don't know if celebrities pushing this is real and we need to change this, it, like, the things that we need to change are so massive. Like, oh my God, just how we eat, like how we drive, everything has to change. So it's like, does this one thing start to build the snowball effect of making everyone believe in climate change so much so that we're going to change the entire industry of how we eat and how we transport ourselves?
Nej, men alla de här små grejerna med kändisar som pratar om det här och alla som lyfter i sociala medier. Jag tänker att allting är en del av the avalanche, typ.
Yeah,
alltså, för jag kan också bli så här, nej men det kommer ju gå åt helvete för att vi visste för ett tag sedan att det kommer gå åt helvete och politikerna gör ingenting. Så att tydligen är makt viktigare än framtiden och så kommer det fortsätta vara för att människan kommer inte att förändras. Men man kan också tänka att alla de här små sakerna gör någonting. Alla är del av att man plötsligt går in på sociala medier och bara, oh my god, allting handlar om the environment. Då kanske man, och jag tänker på så här, det finns jättemånga som... När man röstar i riksdagsvalet, att man alla, det är jättemånga som bestämmer sig sista dagen. Så jag tänker att det finns jättemånga som bara inte bryr sig. Det sen för någon som bryr sig är det svårt att tänka sig att det finns folk som inte har liksom riktigt tagit ställning. Man tänker att antingen är det folk som tror på det och som argumenterar för det, eller folk som har ni lögnare och alla som styr världen är ödlor. Men jag tror att det finns en stor grupp som bara inte, så bara, jag vet inte där, jag vet inte riktigt vad det där är. Men plötsligt en dag på deras sociala medier är det, handlar det bara om det här, och då kommer de liksom ta ställning kanske.
I think the one unfortunate part is that it's put on us all as individuals, and it's it's like a big chunk of it is the way that companies are run and the things that they're doing. So, I mean, that's who needs the influence, and then it makes it feel like, man, when I recycle,
but everyone
did my part. You know what I mean?
Well, and like,
I won't fly, but how many business flights are going out?
That's why I'm so negative. That's why I'm so frustrated. Mm. There was this news article that came out that said recycling plastic is like the most... What did it say? It was something about it's the... Like, it didn't work. Like, we weren't able to reuse plastic like we thought. And we're shipping most of our plastic to China. And then China's like,
shout out
fuck
to China.
Y'all. No. China was like, we have too much fucking plastic. So then they started sending it back.
That was the worst Chinese
effect. Jag har också att det nästan blir en motsatt effekt. Just att man bara skickar runt på stora fartyg. Så det blir mer transportgrejer. Och att folk tror att de har gjort en bra gärning. Yeah, och de recyclar. Yeah. Så då kan de boka en flygresa.
Yeah. And that's the other thing. Like, I booked a flight. And they said, we're going to plant a tree. Or if you give us $2. And I'm like, there's not enough earth to plant a tree every time people fly. So it's like, when we look at trying to do these things, I do think that all revolutions come from the people. Like, we have to be the ones who make the changes. But when the companies are in control and we're trying to do good things and it's not really doing a good thing, it makes me feel so hopeless. I'm like, what? Yeah, so change your name.
You know? And then it's just making a pun out of your name.
I
think a valiant effort, but it also feels a little bit like a pat on their own backs to feel like they did enough. And then, I don't know, if there's money involved. It's so hard not to look at it cynically. So it's a good way to start the morning.
Men det finns sjuka folk, vulkaner har ju sänkt temperaturen på jorden för askan ligger som ett lagerskydd. Och de har räknat ut att de skulle kunna släppa ut sånt med flygplan så att det blir kallare. Men då kommer de fucka upp allting med, för att det kommer täcka så att det inte går att odla lika bra och sånt. Men det finns lite sjuka lösningar som vi kan prova liksom, om när det verkligen, verkligen börjar skita sig.
We could just freeze the planet.
Men det värsta, det sorgliga är att
turn your air conditioning on, open your door.
Nej, men det värsta är att man blir så här, man bara, det finns säkert lösningar. Men det kommer hända när allt det här börjar drabba västvärlden riktigt, riktigt mycket. Så att så här, det kommer gå åt helvete för så många människor innan folk bara, okej då, vi testar den här grejen. Alltså,
Yeah, you gotta get uncomfortable, man. Which really is why I don't use toilet paper.
You know, we got that conversation started over baby wipes.
På tal om hjälte.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah.
Well, sa du bara något tyg som ligger i närheten?
I mean, you get used to it after a while, like the shit in your butt. And then
so itchy. Oh no, my god.
I clean it with water instead.
Yeah.
Because I read somewhere it takes so much water to make a roll of toilet paper. And okay. I just felt like I'm not gonna use as much water when I wash my ass out.
Joe Coy is a bit about
Jonathan,
this.
No more toilet paper rolling. Yay!
Even need Arctic.
Yeah.
Men hur länge har du gjort det här då? När började du med?
Oh, it's got to be what? 2-3 years maybe? 2 years?
Aha, okay.
Oh. Yeah, maybe 2 years.
Det är ändå bra.
I mean, if I'm like out at a, you know, out and about and there's no, like if I have to go use the bathroom right now, it's not like I'm going to get perch up on the sink here. But it was also
ett bråk för att du har skottat
upp. I'm not like
God.
That. Like I'm not like and I'm not going to like hold it forever. Like I need to get to my
So what you're telling me is that you're not dedicated.
Exactly. I'm not. If I'm at home, I don't use toilet paper. I'll put it like that.
Yeah. That is so good to know. Like, if I ever come over, you're sorry, guys, I gotta go. There's only one thing I'm gonna be thinking about.
I like my friend, Amat messes with me about it, because I still take flights and stuff, and he's like, whatever. And then, but when I go to his house, I'm like, hey, man, I'm gonna use the bathroom, all right? I like your bathtub.
I'll be thinking of you.
He's like, motherfucker, you better not. He picks up serious every time. I'm like, come on, man. I'm not going.
Or.
I'm not going. I mean.
Locking the door now.
Hey, man, you got a towel like a bar.
You have, like, any fancy blankets? Anything expensive? Anything sheet wool?
Is that baby finished with that rag right there?
Are you finished with your baby? Can I use it?
Wipe my ass with your child.
I've heard worse things done. But when your kids were babies, did you use, like, disposable diapers? Or did you use reusable diapers?
We had this conversation, and... because we didn't have a washing machine. That was the reason that we didn't do it.
Oh yeah, because then you'd have to have like, stinky diapers.
To wait until it's
tvätta frysa händerna av det. It ain't worth it. Då får det gärna bli lite vattnare på jorden.
If you could see the arm motions that she made, it was like you'd done it before. You were like, except you probably do it on a hot dude. You're like, just need, you know, the washboard apps. Yeah. That's why also.
No, but we talked about that. That was something we thought about.
Jag tvättade mitt hår på en killes magrutor varje.
Is that why it's so silly?
En kille också, inte min kille. Jag kan ljuga om det.
Bring the washing ball.
Min sambo sitter bredvid och bara, men ja, okej.
A guy named Johannes, which means flat six-pack chest.
Just det. God was gracious. Det är det.
God was gracious.
With the six-pack.
I love that.
What was this video you're talking about, Kate?
Oh, it was about like how we're gonna say children's names in 20 years. But it's like because things have gotten so ridiculous. I thought it was hilarious. I hope you guys enjoy it.
Great intro.
I've had silent reading. I just have to quickly check the roll. Karma. Hi, Karma. I need some good karma in my life. Are we in space right now? All I see is Jupiter. Hi, Jupy. Is there a bear in there? No, it's a wolf.
Forest. No, nobody.
Renesmee. Hello, Renesmee. Your parents are obviously Twihearts. Am I saying this correctly? Blackout. Yes, blackout. Hello. Me last Saturday, actually. Kids, we're nearly done. We're on to the brand names now. Balenciaga. Hello, Balenci. Good to see you. All right, before
we... No, nobody. Huh? I thought it was was, I've heard so many kids named Jupiter, Wolf.
Really?
Yes, like Wolf? New Age. Yes.
Are his real names?
Yes. Okay. Like, that's why I was laughing so hard, because I was like, this is, and Renesmee is the name of Edward and Bella's child in Twilight. Like, and people have legitimate, there's like thousands of people who'd name their kid Renesmee. And that's why they,
barn heter så Albert, Olga, Birta.
Shout out to Albert.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I didn't get it. Okay, that's why I was like, okay, man. He's making up names.
I love a good joke explanation.
It's the best.
Do y'all see why that was funny? Like, that's me on stage.
Renesmee
as well.
Was the in 2021 there were 161.
Okay, so when I said thousands,
and there was gazillions of babies, and they named them Renesmee.
Pretty much every.
Hej, Susanne Axel här. När du gör som jag och listar dig på en av Krys vårdcentraler får du en fast läkarkontakt som kan din sjukdomshistoria. Du får träffa erfarna specialister, tillgång till lättakuten och så kan du chatta med vårdpersonalen. Så gör ditt viktigaste val idag. Lista dig hos Kry.
På Sveriges största jackpot-casino går Hypermiljonen på högvarv. Från Malmö i söder till Kiruna i norr har Hypermiljonen genererat över 130 miljoner exklusivt till våra spelare. Välkommen in till Sveriges största jackpot-casino, hyper.com. 18 plus, regler och villkor gäller.
Just nu pågår vår stora season sale med fantastiska priser på möbler och inredning. Passa på att fynda till hemmets alla rum, inne som ute, senast den 6 maj. Gör dig redo för sommar. Välkommen till Mio.
Det börjar bli rätt sent. Kanske dags för ett uppiggande stopp. Hos oss på Circle K serveras alltid nybryggt kaffe. Och nu kan du även välja en säsongsbrygg med smak av smörkola och mörk choklad. Kaffe från 25 kronor och en nygräddad bulle till för bara en 10. Sväng förbi oss på en riktigt god kvällsfika. Välkommen till Circle K.
Child.
Renesmee the fourth.
Stories sound cooler when you exaggerate.
Yeah, but we got Robin.
God damn
it. Will shoot down your exaggeration in a heartbeat. He's going to pull it up. Actually, your name is not Catherine Matthews. Oh. According to your birth certificate.
Robin, du är en sån som är kul att ha på fest. Och det var det sjukaste. Nej, det var det ju faktiskt inte.
And then this one, it goes even deeper. One out of every 11,053 baby girls born in 2021 named Renesmee.
That's where I got the thousands from. Can you imagine me in high school?
Jag läste och sen valde jag siffran jag ville ha.
And I think that's the amount of privilege I grew up with. So.
You say it and then it's
när
so.
När du föddes var det så här, hur mycket privilegium vill du ha? Du bara, tusen. Tusen tack. There you go.
My wife does this, she cleans up, I mean, she... Not she cleans up.
So I don't even
she washes, paper anymore.
My wife has this weird thing. She cleans the home.
She washes clothes like all the time. It's like she's always and we get laundry times too. But we have a little washer dryer combo.
Du får ta det hjälper henne. Hon måste tvätta
henne. No, because I do the laundry. Like when we have when we book, I book the laundry and I do the big laundry.
Wow.
Every 2 weeks, I just go.
It's the
like,
manly laundry.
You know, it's like my meditation. It's kind of my.
Oh, damn.
It's my getaway, my calm time, and then it's a challenge for me. I make sure that I'm there on the minute that it starts, and then it's like a competition for myself. That's the way I get through it. It's my thing.
I feel a sketch coming on.
No. But then like the folding and like the whole thing is like it's my thing. But she still.
Oh, du viker all tvätt.
No, if I have to, if the kids let me.
Ja, det tycker jag är sjukast.
Because I like to sit there, I like to be down. If I have it, like if they were away or something, I would fold it as well. Like put a podcast on, and I like to fold.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Military way, the right way.
Yeah. Innan du lägger in det i tvättmaskinen.
Uff.
And the socks. I use the sock thing so that the socks are ready.
Oh, damn.
So when you dry it, you could just put them together already. You don't have to. They're already together.
What's the sock thing?
The little elastic thing at the top in the dryer box that opens out. It has a little thing. They have the little bands on it, right?
John, you sound like a serial killer.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know the dryer box?
Yeah, but they're about hole.
Yeah.
No, not the dryer. The big box.
Yeah, the big box.
There's the big box, and it has the little arms on the little metal arms on it. And you don't know, do you watch one?
Yeah, men jag har ingen sån. Vi har ju.
I know what you're talking about now.
Aha, finns det något som man kan dra i där?
Yeah, you take it
on the top ones. On a couple of them, they have like a little elastic band that kind of boop sticks back together.
Yeah, and then you can layer socks over it.
So you put your socks in that, and then close it, and then the socks are already paired. So that means when you dry.
Hittar du
wow.
på?
No! Robin!
Det är sant, han säger bara det här för sensationen.
There's a million of these. There's millions and millions of these dryer boxes.
Oklart sak att ljuga om.
Nej, men du vet.
Have you even seen...
the box!
Have you even seen Twilight? On Twilight, they used this box, and then the little Renesmee, there were a million of them. No, so anyway, that's part of it. There.
Yay!
You see the top one?
Proof.
They're metal arms instead of these bands. So there's like metal ones, and then they have a little elastic thing on it. At least you know, I thought it was everyone. I don't know. Everyone I've been in Sweden has this dryer box thing.
You guys have a room. Right? A room where you go hang
you
stuff.
You don't book a lot. What you
said? Jag har tvättmaskin och torktumlare i lägenheten.
Okay.
Jag har också tvättmaskin och torktumlare i lägenheten.
Som ni har! Vad ni tjänar, men...
Does this little man? Does the little man next to you?
Sätt dig ner! Paolo, sätt
dig! Does his name Paolo?
Eller Paul, kanske.
Paul, sitt!
No,
vad ska du säga?
Agnes, who has everything Mott's doctor. Okay.
Yeah. God was gracious.
God was gonna say.
No, but what I was trying to say is I do that, but Sandra still washes a lot. Anyway, like once or twice a week, she still washes. And then we have the little dryer thing. I mean, the little hanging thing in the shower, in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So and this morning... there was a bunch of clothes there. Too much for me to put to the side. I can't stand up in there. So I was crouched over, like, trying to, like, take a shower.
Hade du varit på toa?
No. I thought about that, though. I was like, man, if I were...
För det kan jag tänka mig att du sitter så hukad i duschen med bajs i höven och bara, this is my life. This is for the environment.
Take that, Greta. But I was so glad about that I did. I did think about that. Like, woof, I'm glad I didn't take a shit this morning. But I was taking a shower, and then it dawned on me, there's people out there. Like, do all of you, do y'all wash your legs?
What?
Do you wash your legs?
Ja, för jag rakar benen.
Mm. Yeah.
Jag tänkte också på det här om dagen.
Ja, jag tror vi pratade om det här sist jag var på podden också.
Here.
Oh, jävlar.
We talked about washing legs.
Ja, vi pratade om det.
Oh, damn. Maybe it's something I think about when I...
Det är något mer det som
man får. Nej, men jag har tänkt på det sen dess. För att jag har tänkt så. Jag bara, jag gör det, men man tänker... Alltså, jag tänkte inte på det.
I guess I don't commit to it.
Omedvetet.
Men om jag inte rakar benen, då tvålar jag ju inte in benen.
The soap runs down.
Ja, exakt.
That's their theory, like the soap is gonna run down.
Men det är inte som att man häller schampo i håret och sen bara häller vatten på och tänker att the soap's gonna run down. Alltså det finns ju ingen annan kroppsdel man resonerar så med.
And your feet, you gotta wash your feet. I think.
I like how you said it was a theory.
No, there's some people that's their logic, I should say. Their logic, their reasoning is like, I mean, the soap is gonna run down and clean my legs anyway.
I mean, like, I feel like I give like a 50% effort into my legs. Like, I just, I'm like, how the knee's doing, you know, just give it a look. And then with my feet, sometimes I'll...
The truth comes out. Come Robin! With your feet,
this is
continue,
so gross.
Catherine.
This is so gross.
With your feet?
You know, like, you gotta get your fingers in between those toes and go, what's up, little piggies? And, and scrub those
bitches. Det är väl äckligt, det är bara tvätta sig. Det är väl toppen.
Yeah, okay.
Jag trodde du skulle börja prata om att fila fötterna och sånt där.
I know, because my effort. Yeah, but it's like the effort. Then and then.
Men när du gör det, du gör rörelse som om du har rörelse mellan tårna. Som du kör in tummen i och gnider runt. För att så ska det inte se ut.
We don't know what her feet look like. We don't know what her feet look like in her defense.
Rammar in. Listen, Jonathan, I'm tvättar sig.
Exactly. Yeah, that's actually something we have in our family from cousin fucking. So some people say it's gross. I think it's a gift.
They think it's gracious.
A gift from God.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, but as I was there.
Wow, nu tittar vi på. Thank you, God. I can put things in here. Så att du kan kniva och ha såna, vet han, Wolverine fötter.
Yeah. You could keep your weed in there.
Mm, I didn't think about that. Foot weed, oh, that's that stanky stank.
Jag kan jag bara har aldrig knarkat minst och bara, ah. Just det.
Foot weed. No, but I was like in the shower and I was kind of like on my knees. And I was thinking, like,
this, go on.
If I didn't wash, if I didn't wash my legs, this would be so much easier. I'm like big in the shower, and the clothes are like hanging like above me.
So big.
So I don't want to mess the clothes up. So I'm like crouched over on my knees, and then I was like, shit, I have to wash my legs. I wish I was a non leg washing guy. This would be easier.
You could be if you wanted to.
I know, but I was like, I'm a person of routine. So I like had to wash my legs. Okay. So I like went to one knee, I bent the knee. bent the knee, washed the one. I got bad knees too, so that shit was hurting. And washed the one leg, bent the other knee, washed the other leg. I was like, I wish I was a
I guess I don't think of my legs getting all the worst of the day as well. Mm. Like they're covered most of the time.
Ja, och man svettas ju inte jättemycket om benen, väl?
Nej. Nej.
I just feel,
förutom på sommaren när man sitter på så lädersäten eller något och man bara glider runt. Så jävla varmt.
It's like I commit to like under the arms, for example, because you know that that's going to be sweaty and stinky. I don't just
man spiller
like
mycket där.
Yeah, I don't think, hey.
Oops. Silly me.
Silly me. I don't trust the shampoo to do the job like running down. I don't believe in
that. Alltså. Men där har man ju också stoppat deo, alltså det är ju skit. Där har man ju stoppat grejer liksom.
My mom used to call it the hot spots.
Yeah.
If it was cold, I mean in Florida it was cold, you know what I mean? She's like, all right, since it's so cold, you don't have to take a full shower, but you gotta hit the hot spots. Mm. So we go in there, we take a quick, like, wash under the arms, wash your crotch, and like that. But I had a traumatic experience when I was 12 years old. Mm-hmm. That
so you were on your knees.
I was on my knees.
Sorry.
And my babysitter was like,
oh my God.
He was like, hey, gentlemen. He called me gentlemen
God.
For something.
Oh my God.
No,
oh, sorry.
No, my
sorry.
Mom, she was like, didn't believe we took good enough showers. I have a twin brother. We're both 12 years old. She's like, you're not taking good enough bath. I was like, yeah, I am. She said, come here. And then she took a Q-tip and tested my ear.
Oh, God.
Of course. She's like, go take another shower. So went in there, took a shower. My brother, of course, he failed. He's nasty. He went in there. He took a shower. Came back out. This time, she's going to test. I cleaned the fuck out of my ears this time. So she takes a cotton swab with alcohol on it and tested, what was it? Like somewhere in my neck or something like that? Of course. It was dirty. Mm. It looked dirty. It came back like, she was like, take another shower. And then did another shower, came back out. I tried my best. Came back out. She tested another part of my body. It was still, so then she was like, you know what? Y'all are both horrible. It's time to take a shower. I'm going to bathe you because you obviously not good at this. Makes me and my brother, 12 years old, sit in the bathtub and bathe us.
Oh my God.
It was fucking traumatic. And I remember as she was doing, I was like trying to take it as a learning experience. And I was like, oh. She was so thorough. And that was the first time I came. No, I'm just kidding. No, I don't know. It felt too tense. It felt too serious. I'm sorry. No, but she was like, she cleaned like between my, like stuff I don't do, and now.
Your toe holes.
My toe holes. She created a toe hole.
And cleaned
my toe hole. She, like the way she cleaned my ears, all of that, and I'll never forget that shower, that horrible shower. And worst part about it, I don't need, I normally don't tell this part of the story, but I really had to pee. And my mom's kind of a, she was a corporal punishment jerk, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
She was like, no, hold it. I was like, Mom, I really have to pee. She's like, you're just saying that so you can get out of this. And I started peeing. I couldn't stop. Okay. I was standing in this water that she made too hot, by the way. So I'm standing, and my mother's like, ew, because he's in there next to me. And she was like, what are you doing? You go over there. So now I'm just standing there soaking wet, peeing. Hey. And I had to come back and sit down, embarrassed. And then she didn't change the water, by the way. It wasn't that much pee that came out, but I was like, you telling me about cleaning? It was like torture. So yeah, when I take a shower, I clean myself like my mom did that day. I swear it stuck with me so much that I think about.
Tänker du på det varje gång,
I think about every time I take a shower. I think about if I'm gonna take if I'm not in a rush or something. I'm like, I'm gonna take a thorough shower. I'm gonna clean myself. Like mom did on that horrible day when I was 12 years old.
Använder Q-tip efteråt också och kollar.
I don't know, I probably failed the test anyway.
After the pee water,
Oh man, that was.
Do you go to therapy or like?
I talked about that with my therapist.
You did good.
Yeah. He said, "Fuck that bitch, man." I was like, "Whoa, Catlin."
Can I get the name of your therapist? Like that is awesome confirmation. I love that.
No, I did talk about that. I remember he had a dry erase board on the wall, and he was like, "We're gonna start at your first memories, and we're gonna do a timeline. You put out the memories that stick out, good or bad." And he said, we're going to do this today. And then after that session, he was like, okay, you're four now. Because that's how many bad memories I had.
Oh, wow. So you're four now.
So it took like three sessions, and I made it to like 15 years old. He was like,
my God.
We're going to stop. this exercise is over.
Anything from 16 on is your own problem. Like,
you probably got real fucked up after that. Yeah, but, I had a ruffle, but worked
but you
out.
Know, one time my mom, we used to have a water heater that only allowed so much hot water at once.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm a clean freak, so I showered correctly from the first time.
Let my mom check you. Let Sarah Rollins get a hold of you with a Q-tip and a cotton ball.
I'm down. But so then I used to take these scorching hot showers for like a long time. Like I probably contributed more to global warming than any of us just at 16. And one time I used up all the hot water and my mom's going to work and she's trying to take a shower and I literally hear this and she comes upstairs and she tells me this story, which I want y'all to tell me if you believe this story or not. So she comes upstairs and she's like, Catherine, I'm so sick of you using all the hot water. You have no idea how good you have it. When I was growing up, I had five brothers. And we all had to use the same bath water. And it went oldest to youngest. And guess what? I was the youngest.
Robin?
So my mom's telling me this story about how she used the same bath water as like, you know, five other people before, seven, including mom and dad. Maybe dad went first, then mom, then the boys.
Oof.
Cold. Do you believe it?
I mean, during hurricane, we would share bath water.
Yeah.
Because you lose all your
power.
They were
just
stuff,
poor.
So, then we had like a bath that everybody had to share. So
they were just poor. Like, this wasn't a hurricane situation.
No, so I believe it. That's why.
Yeah, I think I believe it too. My mom always talks about how poor they were growing up, and I like now. I did see pictures of their house, and I was like, "Damn!"
they had a house.
They did, but
I did see their mansion. I was like, "Damn."
Damn, that's a big ass mansion.
Where's the staff? Where's Paul?
That's like a regular slave.
What?
A regular.
No, fancy
not
slaves.
Regular. Yeah. No.
They only had field Negroes? No. They were so poor. They didn't have a house.
You know, my family was probably looking up DNA or like, you know, 23andMe being like, I bet we used to be rich. And it's like, actually, you never owned any slaves.
Oh.
So that's why you have no equity. Mm. You were also working for the same
guy.
I
wonder how that feels. I wonder if there's a relief when you find out that your family was poor and didn't own slaves, or is it like a little bit of disappointment?
You're better from it.
Come on, man. to put myself through school because of you. You had all these opportunities.
Yeah.
I did the 20s. I did the DNA thing. Mm. What's it called? The My Heritage. And I found out it was mostly Nigerian and Sierra Leone. And then it was 4% Scandinavian.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, and I was talking about that to my in-laws. I was like, you know, I came home. And they're laughing about it. And then my wife's aunt, she's a sweet lady. She was like, well, maybe someone fell in love in the past. Somebody with Scandinavian roots in America fell in love with somebody that was African. I was like, no. Pretty sure it was slave rape.
Pretty
sure. I read a few books.
Robin?
I'm sure that. I don't know about love.
Damn.
Tell the auntie. Försökte
romantisera.
Yeah, try to make it romantic. Like, no, I'm sorry. This isn't that type of movie. It's not a slave rom-com. In a world when you own what you
it's
love.
It's forbidden.
Starring Agnes Mott's daughter. Johannes Brenning. The maid we all love, Mimi, the Olivia.
Oh no, master. No.
Okay, I can't.
Thou have fallen in love.
I think you want some sausage. No, they have to be Scandinavian.
Thou shalt be frolicking with the likes of me.
Thou shalt.
Can I be the evil aunt?
Yes.
You shall not pass.
It's spring 2023.
Yeah, but I want to make it Eat, Pray, Love style. Like when she's like, in a world where things were too hard. No. Okay, all right.
Cut.
Julia Roberts.
Ja, är hon som är med i Pray Love. Yes. För det var en väldigt bra imitation.
Catherine's good at that.
I can't.
A hidden talent.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that.
You're really funny. A hidden talent.
No, I'm saying people don't know it. Catherine's good. She's gonna do a lot. She can sing too, like a songbird.
Mm-hmm. Should I do my Britney impression?
Yeah. No. Yeah. The Britney impression.
Did that in the crush.
That's how she begins.
That's her inspiration. Yeah. You got to roll right into it. Oh, my God. Brittany.
Whenever you do that on stage, I always listen for audience members like, oh, she can sing, though. You know what I mean? Like that part. Because it's more than just the, that's funny, that thing you do every time. But it's also the people realizing that you got a nice voice, too.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to be a singer when I was young, and I quit because they told me I was not good enough. They were like,
oh, shit.
They kept saying, my music teachers, they didn't say you're not good enough.
Damn,
listen,
but they didn't give me the solo.
Yeah, remember?
They said I was not good enough.
Thousands of people said, no, I'm just kidding.
Robin?
Thousands of little girls named Renesmee. They were throwing bricks at me, telling me I wasn't good enough.
Bricks.
Stop singing. Like
Stop.
They didn't say that. They said it's gonna be really hard for you.
Damn.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, baby, harder.
Every time you sing, they're like, shut up. That's how you handle hecklers so well. Then your teachers heckle. Boom.
Men det minns jag. Alltså Bonnie Tyler fick ju inte, det gick ju inte bra för henne förrän hon sabbade sin röst. Alltså hon hade typ fin röst och sen så fick hon knutor och sen så var hon hes liksom. Mm. Det är min så här, tröst när jag är rädd att skada rösten eller någonting. Att så här, det är kanske då man slår när man sabbar sin röst.
Maybe. I like that.
Och jag tänker att det var det, om du, jag har inte hört dig sjunga, men om du har en speciell röst så det hade ju varit ditt framgångs.
Oh, really?
Det hade ju varit det som hade fått dig att slå.
Oh my god. Okay, I'll think of it. Okay.
Det var inte med för lite tips och tricks.
Tips och tricks. But yeah, also would love to know if anybody else has done a DNA test. I haven't because, I mean, I don't want to know how many cousin like marriages happened.
Was that
I mean, what could it be? You know, look at me. It's like one of four things.
No, you could. You might be surprised.
Really?
Yeah. My mother-in-law did some. She found out. Well, I guess that she knew. But it was like more Jewish blood than she thought, or something like that.
Ew.
Or
like from. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, shit. Well, it's been real. It's been real.
I'm just kidding.
That means now we gotta listen to Kanye during the break.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's been real, Catherine. The cancellation is real.
Jag inte visste att du hatade judar. Det var.
Now we know. We learned something.
Robin got it. Oh my god, that was the worst.
Maybe if people come for me, though, I'll get more followers.
Well, speaking of getting more followers, let's do a little plugrunda.
Oh my
take
god.
A little break, and then we'll come back after the break. Catherine, since what anti-Semite?
Oh my god, I am so sorry.
No, what you got going on?
Okay, so first of all, me and Kirstie Armstrong are recording our specials. Oh my gosh. Yay. Thank you so much. I'm so excited. We're going to record at Big Ben on December 17th. And Jonathan Rollins is hosting the show. So it's going to be amazing. Tickets are only 60 kroner. You can go to my Instagram, click the link for Biletto. Also, I am cast in a play. Everybody, isn't that cool? Ooh. And we're going to release the tickets for that today as well. It's called Drog ögon. I can't even fucking say it. Drog ögon mitt I ansiktet.
Mm. Okay.
Drug eyes in the middle of my face.
Sounds lovely.
But it's about
a romantic piece.
It's a comedy that is about drug use in Sweden, and I think it's going to be very interesting. I'm super excited. So the tickets will be there as well. Check out Spångs Orkester on Instagram. Thank you so much.
Jag kommer dit med fentanyl.
Johannes, vad tycker du?
AMK. Det är nu.
Mm. Hur mår du?
Jag vet inte. Vad heter det? Laugh House gör varje lördag. Det är en gömd skatt, kan man säga. Mm. Och det är helt otroligt vad roligt det är med den, speciellt den engelska showen. Men på fredag den 9 december. Nej. Pine and Elk special. K. Svensson, Kristoffer Nyqvist, Niklas Lövgren. Sen 7 december underjord i Malmö. Och följ mig på Instagram och sånt.
Mm. Nice. Mimi, what's going on?
Skala komedi, säsongsavslutning ikväll.
Oh! Yeah.
Jonathan Rollins, MC.
Mm.
Måns Möller, Ludde Samuelsson och Felicia Tomala.
Yes.
Så köp biljetter på biletto.se.
Nice. Agnes?
Agnes Matsotter på Spotify. Där kan ni följa mig så hänger ni med när det kommer ny musik. Och så kan ni köpa biljetter till Cirkusproduktionen som jag gör, som har premiär i januari. Spelar i Norrköping. Fofo och David heter den. Underbar.
Nice.
Rolig cirkus. Punkig cirkus.
Nice. As for me, I'm on YouTube reacting to classic Swedish music, and I have other podcasts, Sovahender, Teach Me Sweden, Sven FL, and Perfecta Paret with my lovely wife Sandra, who washes clothes a lot. That's it. We're gonna take a break.
Melt more in me like a jail cell. I bet it is a ring.
Oh man.
Låttexter sätter sig för mig. Alltså jag kan säga många japanska låttexter från när jag var på ytterligare. Alltså det bara sätter sig.
Wow. Mm. Oh my god. Vilket skill.
There's two black people in the room. We look at each other.
Och vi tittar på varandra.
Låt dem. Yeah, yeah, let them
de
have
har kul.
Låt
dem.
Excuse me. Punk rock was originally a mixture of rock and R&B. So that was originally. And let me show you what I am with my knowledge. Thousands and thousands, millions of black artists were not recognized.
Oh, that's the originator.
Actually, love the Charlotte.
If we look at this picture, that's Darnell on the right. Raheem. Malik. The originator is a punk right there.
Oh, man.
googlade Good Charlotte och så googlade jag dem och så gillade jag dem inte längre.
When you see this, doesn't it look like, when I look at this picture, I feel like it looks like people that are trying hard to look they look like they're
stenhårda.
They're trying hard, like it doesn't, but
they look like school shooters. Sorry. I mean, I also loved Good Charlotte, but this is the look nowadays that
men
you see
on TV. Men det är någonting man ska veta som inte jag vet om Good Charlotte till exempel. Vi hör ju bara nu att det är fientlig musik. Är det något mer? Alltså, har de gjort något? Eller
why the hate? I didn't know that was they were called Good. I don't know shit about.
I'm sorry. Punk rock.
Is that considered punk rock?
I don't know. That's college rock. That's more.
Yeah. Alltså.
See.
But emo and
what? Pop punk.
Pop punk. Yeah.
See, Robin, like Avril Lavigne, just putting y'all in your place. For like that. I love
Robin.
It. Okay.
Det kommer en Wikipedia-sida på skärmen om pop-punk.
Have you seen the movie what's it called? Higher Learning.
No.
There's like these skinheads in it. So like there's a whole like clash between the black kids and like the skinheads. And the dude on the right looks like a guy who's the skinhead from Higher Learning. I get the big one, but whatever. He's in a lot of them. He always plays that type of big dumb character. The guy.
You know
just what I'm talking about, right? He looks like this guy. But sorry, listeners.
Jag såg My Chemical Romance i somras.
Is that pop rock?
Nej, alltså det är sån emo rock typ. Det är så här guilty. Alltså jag har alltid skämts lite, men jag har alltid gillat dem. Men
så är det de som har gjort den, Helena?
Ja, exakt. Det är min absoluta
favorit. Himla bra.
Ja, eller hur? Visst är den. Vad heter det? Men då var det så, för jag bara sa att jag såg dem på Grönan på typ Big Ben, och så var det så här, folk som var typ 25-26, de älskar det, för dem är det så här, de var ju så små när det kom. Men jag var ju så gammal, jag fattade ju alltid att det inte var bra, men jag gillade det ändå liksom.
Okej, okay, so it's not good. You wouldn't
consider. Nej, men det
like
är så superkommersiell produktstämning okay. över. Det är inte så här det liksom finns ingen genuinitet
like, no heart
i.
In it.
Ah, exakt. Yeah. Exakt.
When you hear music like that, if you're by yourself at home, like what do?
Cry.
Nice.
Det är bara för att han alltid gör det hemma. Det är ingenting med musiken att göra.
Så fort jag låser så gråter jag.
No, I was thinking about that recently. Like, what do people like if you hear music you like? Like, if I'm ironing, I like to play music if I'm ironing clothes, right? And then I might dance break. I might get down.
Oh, same. I do that.
Like, dude, when you hear some music, I couldn't see myself moving like that too. Like, I do this reactions to Swedish music, so I'm hearing a lot of music that I didn't grow up on, or I don't. So then I wonder how people, if that's your jam, some songs it feels like I couldn't dance to. You know what I mean?
Jag fattar vad du menar.
Oh, you mean like,
men jag tycker det är också helt omöjligt. Förlåt, vad sa du?
Nej, om jag lyssnar på techno då kanske jag nickar eller halvdansar lite. Men inte till emo-rock. Liksom, okay. Nej. Då är jag nog still. Nu, Agnes.
Nu är det dags för mig.
Ja.
Äntligen får jag säga någonting. jag har glömt vad jag skulle säga.
You were gonna say, det går inte.
Ja, det går ju inte att bedöma. Alltså musik man lyssnade på som barn, det går ju inte att bedöma kvaliteten på den nu.
Of course.
Nej, men när jag hör Good Charlotte, jag bara yeah. Jag kan inte objektivt lyssna på det. Alltså det är liksom.
When I heard it, I could hear the, I get the vibe. I've heard stuff like that. Yeah, I understand it, but I couldn't see myself ironing and dancing to that. But then I couldn't see, of course, I couldn't see somebody else with their music. They probably, with the music I'm listening to, like I might, when I hear Frankie Beverly and Maze, this old, like, soul that's upbeat, people might be like, what the fuck are you, you know what I mean?
And
I'm
on, no way, on, yeah. He's so ready.
Hands go up, I'm snapping my fingers. When I hear that, whoa, whoa, when that, would you hear that sound around black people in America? When that, whoa, whoa, you know the song?
They lose their shit.
Before I Let Go? In the movies, when they do the electric slide, they normally play in that song because that's the black anthem, basically, when that comes on. So when I hear it, my hands go up, and now my wife is into it now, too. She be like, oh, there it is, man. We over there, like old people. Come on now, girl.
Men jag undrar också, är det ett ålderschecken att man börjar knäppa?
Yeah, you gotta see the first one. When the hands go up, if they don't snap, something's wrong with you.
Det är så jävla slagerdansgolv och knäppa. Men alla musik man jammar till. Jag försökte få med min kille ut och springa. För okay. att jag började springa och tyckte det var jättehärligt och var så här, men du kanske vill testa hänga med någon gång. Han bara, ah, okej okay. Och då hade jag preppat så mycket, jag hade liksom gjort en lista som skulle vara så här peppig, i rätt tempo, bästa låtarna liksom, och hade fixat så att vi kunde lyssna. Man kan ju dela upp så att båda kan lyssna till sina lurar från samma konto. Mm. Ja, men så att båda kan lyssna på samma lista samtidigt liksom.
Mm, cool.
Jag hade preppat det och så skulle vi ut och så skulle vi ut och springa och så var vi ut och jag var så här, kollade på dem ibland och bara, yeah! Och bara, nu kommer det! Och så kommer det någon låt som är så jävla nice, så jag bara kutar liksom. Och han bara, oh, jävlar. Ut och springer, kommer hem igen. Då inser jag att det blev något fel när vi skulle ut. Så att han har inte lyssnat på listan som jag har lyssnat på, utan han har lyssnat på Adeles senaste. Och trodde att det var vad jag hade förberett till museet. Så att han där när vi liksom var... Men också såhär, det finns ju något, när jag var såhär, wow, bara kuta iväg från honom. Då hade, i hans lura hade det varit när hon såhär pratade med sin son. Det är något såhär track,
oh, yeah.
Och hon bara, yeah, mom's a little sad right now. Mom's crying a lot. Och han hade varit såhär, oh, ja, ja, det är starkt. Jag fick inte med honom ut och springa igen.
That's hilarious.
Första och sista gången.
Men också, vad tror han om mig? Men det är också gulligt tilliten att bara, okej, det är väl det här.
Well, I guess she, whenever she hears a mother talking to a child, she runs hard.
Mom's a little sad right now.
You gotta dig into that. Oh, my mom. You ran from your mother.
Running from my past.
Running from my past.
Oh, shit. During the break, Johannes went and bought some snus. Mm-hmm. Right? How much did it cost?
En banan och snus, 67 kronor.
Okay, so snus is fine. All right, that was the free portion of the show. It's over now. If you want to hear the rest, head over to patreon.com/AMKmorgon. We continue discussion about the price of snus, about being naked, and then we finish it up with some Britney Spears selfie talk. You don't want to miss that. patreon.com/AMKmorgon.
Sa någon legendarisk deal? Njut av hamburgarnas hamburgare, Big Mac, med fluffigt bröd, saftigt kött och en oemotståndligt god sås för endast 39 kronor. Bara på McDonald's.
Hej, Synoptik här. Hos oss får du hjälp med att ta hand om din ögonhälsa. Med vår synundersökning kan vi upptäcka både synförändringar och tecken på vanliga ögonsjukdomar. Boka tid på synoptik.se.
Välkommen till Momang, ett nytt smidigare kasino från Svenska Spel, Sport och Casino, där du enkelt kan spela hur lite du vill. Idag har vi Gonzo från spelet Gonzos Quest här som ska berätta hur smidigt det är.
Sí, es muy excelente y muy rápido.
Tack Gonzo. Momang, för dig över 18 år. Stödlinjen.se.